9. This is Truth is Holy with Ken Jones. Now, here's Ken.
Hello, hello. Good evening. Good evening, people of God. Good evening, wonderful, beautiful people. You know I love you. We thank God for every good and perfect gift. Shall we pray? Father God, we ask your blessings to be upon us. We ask you to keep us from falling and present us spotless before your throne. We love you and we thank you for loving us. We thank you for abiding in us. In the name of Jesus and the two guests that are here today, I ask a special blessing for Sophia Long and Sparkle Summers, both authors. God bless in Jesus' name. Amen. Oh, we have two guests here today. I have Sophia Long, which Sophie means wisdom, on Facebook. You can follow her and find her. And Sparkle Summers is here, a good friend. We want to give a shout out for working with our children. As you know, we had 16 that graduated, and their reading was bumped up to 3 to 4 grade levels. And we're looking for other facilitators to come out and help and assist us. If you have children that need tutoring, we'll be starting back in September to April. So please feel free to contact me at ChristZion.com or Ken Jones, Christ Zion Inc., P.O. Box 62256, Jacksonville, Florida, 32208. Again, that's P.O. Box 62256, Jacksonville, Florida, 32208. Phone number is 904-234-6481. 904-234-6481. Well, God bless you. I want to give a shout out. As you know, I had the mayor on. He's running for Congress, Mayor Alvin Brown. Alvin Brown, we love you. You get it in the name of Jesus for Congress. And we have Mr. Hall that's running for the seat in District 10. Randall Hall. Randall Hall and the former mayor Alvin Brown running for Congress. And Randall is running for the city council. Okay? All right. Now we have two special guests, and the one is Sophia Long. How you doing, Sophie?
I'm all right.
Good to have you all the way from Atlanta, Georgia. Okay, she's here to talk about her book. And I just wanted to know, what is the mission in life today? Tell us about the book.
The book talks about real life struggles, a lot of things that people don't talk about behind the scene. You know, they put on this mask when they are out in the world, but behind closed doors, they don't talk about, you know, the real life problems and the issues. You know, some people is ashamed to talk about being sexually abused, how it is raising children, being homeless, shelter. They really afraid of talking about that. So the mission about the book, Serenity Struggles, is really that God used me to expose myself, my dirtiness, to the world, to encourage people that it is okay to talk about those things. And, you know, to give people hope, because I thank God that I once used to be them. But when God came and visited me personally, it made me want to talk about it even the more, because it's only the enemy that wants us to live in darkness.
Okay.
And I just, you know, want to just share it to people.
Okay. Well, let me ask you, because me as a former homeless person myself, sleeping in cars and under bridges, were you ever caught that way as being a homeless person?
Oh, yes. When I was about 19 with two children, I remember a family member told me and my children to leave out in the middle of winter. And I didn't get mad or anything. You know, I didn't understand why. But I slept in my car. I thank God that I had enough gas, you know, to keep my children warm. So, yes, I've been there plenty of times.
What advice can you give to others that are struggling or seem like there's no hope?
Seek God. Don't give up. Seek him. Seek him with every bit, everything in you. Because he hears you. He hears you. It may not seem like it, but God hears every bit of your cries. Every tear. Hold on.
Okay. You know something? I just wanted to share, because it takes a lot of courage for a person to peel the mask off and to let others be intimate with them, to into me see who I am. The revelation or the revealing of oneself is very hard, to stand naked before people. But this is what the Lord has required. So how hard was it for you?
Oh, my.
Because there is a couple of sections in there that you were kind of wrestling with for a while to get that thing out and get the book.
Yes, I wrestled with a lot of it, you know, because I was so worried about what people were saying, you know, especially family, friends. And, you know, you look at those people and you're like, oh, my God, I don't want to really share the deep things, because some people may have shared those things. And, you know, some people took it and ran with it, threw it back up in their face, mm-hmm. and things like that. But when you fall back from those people, the negative things, and you fall in love with God, he will give you the strength and the power when you go in hiding with him to come back and say, look, this is me. Yes, mm-hmm. I went through this. Because, you know, your story, your pain really helps someone else, you know. Mm-hmm. And the enemy only can lie to us and say that, no, I need to keep this, you know, to myself. But God is requiring in this hour that we need, the silence needs to be broken. Mm-hmm. It needs to be broken. We have to tell the truth and put the devil to shame in this hour, you know, because there's so many people is dying, committing suicide. And I was one of those people. Mm-hmm. And to be in the presence of the Lord and to really compare how bad it was to where I'm at now, it's overwhelming with joy. It's such a blessing.
Isn't that a blessing?
Yes.
What word of encouragement, as reading your book and scoping it, and had Sparkle was giving me some questions to kind of put forth. How hard was it? You had some issues with domestic violence, was it, and abuse?
Oh, yes.
How can you encourage someone as you share with your struggle in these areas? Because many women are afraid to come forward, and they abide in a house and they're hurting and broken.
Yes. I would encourage people, just, you know, you can do it, because I know it's only the enemy want us to feel like, oh, my God, I love this man. I can't go. Nobody else love me. You know, this is the only way I'm able to find love, and it's not the way, you know. No matter what a person can go through with a man in a relationship, it was not easy at first. I didn't know, you know, I was 18 years old. I got beat until the guy beat me at 8 months. I was 8 months pregnant. He beat me for 5 or 6 hours. And it was people around that never said, stop, she's pregnant, or anything like that. And he beat me until I literally had contractions, you know. And I just thank God that he showed me, when I called on the name of Jesus, he came and rescued me. Mm. And so the devil had to loose me in the name of Jesus. You know, when in the Bible it say every demon has to tremble when you call on the name of Jesus. So I thank God that he spoke to me in the midst of it all. So mm-hmm. when a person can get strong, they strength comes from God. So if they feel like they are in bondage and blinded to the fact that, oh, my God, I can't, begin to call on the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Just call on the name of Jesus.
Amen. Because I want to tell you, there's so many women and some men that are just struggling. They abide in that house and they're getting pummeled.
Yes.
And it is not good, because it is not good for man to do these things to women, or for women to do these things to men. It is horrible.
Yes, it is.
And we ask that the Lord Jesus sends the spirit of reconciliation to every family that's the loved ones are under abuse, whether it's spiritual or physical, because they tear down your self-esteem. They belittle you. They say you cannot.
Yes.
You will not. You're nothing. But with God, we are something.
Yes.
So I just wanted to thank you. Serenity Struggles. Well, hey, what inspired you to write your book, Sophie?
Oh, what inspired me to write my book? Oh, Lord, I thank God. When I was coming to the wit's end of myself, God knew. I just didn't know how to really surrender and get out of those things. So God had to allow, you know, some more things to happen. And when he began to lose the, I began to lose the women, falling victims to murder, that's when I had to surrender. A cousin, she was found behind a dumpster. Mm. And a lot of my friends that I went to middle school with, they wasn't making it to 30. And so it's a blessing that I'm here at 32
mm-hmm.
to tell my story. So that's when, you know, I had to surrender. I had to let go of that life, you know, and mm-hmm. and God heard me. You know, it's so many women that and men that cries out to get out of that dark place. We mm-hmm. just don't know how. So we don't understand that God will allow a situation to happen to cut you. It's not to really hurt you, but to cut you, to shake you, to break you, because he's in need of you.
Okay. Okay. And you know something, even though in the midst of all of that abuse, and you had even miscarriage maybe, or the contraction where the fellow was just beating you, you have children.
Yes.
How many children you have?
I have five Sophie? Beautiful
five
children.
Five children, even yes. after the mist.
Even after that.
So what the enemy meant for evil.
God turned it around for
God
good.
God meant for good.
Yes.
Won't he do it?
Won't he do it?
Isn't
Amen.
That a blessing?
Yes.
And then God now, you're coming from Atlanta. You came in today from Atlanta. It's where you live now. But you originally from, what, Detroit?
Yes, sir.
And this is where you mostly was raised up?
Yes, in Detroit, Michigan.
Okay, and where you had the experience and life experiences and these kind of traumatic experiences.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Well, you don't look like you've been through. And I know that that's what God does. You know, people look at me and say, "Boy, Jones, you don't look like you have a sick day in your life." I say, "Yeah, but my body is broken."
Amen.
I mean, herniated disc, you name it. Well, hey, listen. Can you describe your healing process so that you can help someone today?
Oh, my God. Looking back at everything and where I'm at now, the position God has me in him, it's like I love to be with him and only him. I desire to be him with him and only him.
Amen.
I love the word. I even install those things in my children. You know, the word, mm-hmm. My home considered God's presence in my home. I read the Bible more than I watch TV. You know,
well,
I just yes, I just love his word, because
oh,
that's
Lord.
Where your strength
bless
is
you.
At.
Yes.
That's your strength. That's your weapon.
Yes.
That's your weapon.
Yes.
That word
his
of God.
Word,
yes.
I meditate both day and
yes.
night.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, won't he do? He'll plant your feet
yes.
by the rivers of water.
Amen.
And your leaves won't fail. They won't even wither.
Amen.
That's what I love about him.
Amen.
And I can see that, and I can hear that. And just speak inspirationally to people, knowing that it's a struggle, because we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual wickedness, principalities, powers, rulers of darkness in high places. But we are more than conquerors through him. Yeah. 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 What do you plan to do?
Oh, my God.
You got some more books coming and stuff.
Yes. Oh, my God, I just enjoy giving. With the little that me and my children have, we just give. We, you know, the anointing that fell from me to all my children, you mm-hmm. know, we just love to give. I enjoy feeding the homeless people. I love, you know, street ministry. I love the youth ministry, women's ministry. It's like God just used me. He Amen. Just have his way. So it's no set thing on how, you know, you, uh-huh. we can't never underestimate God. So I just love that he used me. You know, I love
it. Where do you think your fit is in ministering or how you go out and volunteer your time? What gives you the most joy?
Oh, my God. Oh, homeless. I like the youth, the women's ministry. I enjoy just people. I can't really, I don't have a choice in that. I'd be selfish if I say one particular thing. I just, children, everything.
Amen, amen, because that's me. I said, you know, I was sitting there. I'm telling you, this is honest to God truth. I love it. And I was sitting there with the Lord and said, well, Lord, you know, the only thing that I will miss truly when I'm with you, even though there's no more weeping in heaven, there's nothing but peace and everlasting joy, I will miss the people. I will miss people the most. And I believe because the Lord has called us to a spirit and a ministry of reconciliation for people, then this is our calling. When we have the love of God and the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit resting, ruling, and then abiding in our life. Because, you know, sometimes we take for granted that the Holy Spirit is a person, that Jesus said, it's expedient for you that I go, because if I don't go, he won't come. And now he's come, he resides in us. He holds us, doesn't he? Does he keep
yes,
you?
Yes, he does. Does yes, he keep he you? Does.
Does he walk with you?
Yes.
And he
never fail. Yes, he never fail.
Okay. Yes. Sparkle, you have a couple books. You want to, you've got the, she has the DKS Faith Outreach Foundation. She has the Recipe for Transformation. What do you have to say, Sparkle?
Oh, well, thank you for having me here. And I'm really enjoying this. Well, DKS came out of my pain. Mm-hmm. You know, I was hurting, broken, and I couldn't figure out what was going on with me. And so what ended up happening is that I started noticing a shift in my life. All these ministers start coming under my page, and I'm like, okay, what's this all about? And I'm like, okay, something getting ready to happen. Let me prepare myself, because I know the Lord was trying to tell me that. And so something did happen, and I got hurt, and I'm like, okay, what to do? And I say, I can't go no more. I can't do this no more. Mm-hmm. Being a disabled veteran, I've been retired now for over 28 years. I became a hermit. I stick to myself. And on July, to choke up a little bit.
It's okay.
July
it's
the okay. 3rd mm-hmm. was my 21st year mm-hmm. living in my home. Mm-hmm. Well, they had told me any day now I was going to die, and I was going blind. And my son came to me, and he said, Mama, why are we not in the house anymore? Well, mm-hmm. Mama couldn't be in no house because I'm dying. And so I needed my own parents to take care of me, so mm-hmm. they was like trying to help me out. And so I said, well, for his last wish, you know, this, I'm going to get a house knowing I'm only going to be there mm-hmm. probably a day, a week, or, mm-hmm. you know. Well, anyway, it's been 21 years,
wow.
you know. And, you know, I can read.
Okay.
So I can see. So I'm not blind. But so end up is that I said, I can't do this no more. I'm tired of being broken. And I was like, what can I do to stop being broken? And I asked the Lord, I say, you got to help me. And I say, you tell me what to do. And so I just say, start writing. And I start writing. And as I start writing, he said, I need for people to know about me. I need for them to know what I did for you, I could do for them too, you know. And so that kind of back to, like, I was homeless too several times. You know, and I start writing, and I had to tell my truth. And my truth, I did not like it. So, in suffering with PTSD, being mm-hmm. a veteran, suffering with PTSD,
yeah.
I kind of like struggled with it. So many nights I would cry. I would cry myself to sleep. And so I had people checking up on me to make sure. But regardless, whatever happened is that my dad died. And when he died, he said, don't finish. And that was his last wish. Don't finish. Finish those. Quit. Finish those books. So I finished the books. Mm-hmm. And one of them is the workbook. And the other one is
What's
my
the name
bio.
Of the book?
Recipe for Transformation is my workbook. Mm-hmm. So you have to get, it's like 45 days of different activities to do, mm-hmm. different exercises. And it's all about knowing your passion and going into your purpose and after and toward your greatness. Because the bottom line is that until you accept who you are, and that's where the enemy was using me, and they used it against me, it was that because I was ashamed.
It's okay.
I was ashamed to, for people to know I was disabled.
Right.
And so the enemy would come and people would come in my life and they would like, they picked that up. So then I felt like I had to be with certain people.
You know something? There's so many people that are hiding out there that's hurting.
Right.
That are disabled, that are dealing with depression, mental illness. Seek help and share it with someone. I know you can't tell your business to everybody. Everybody's not going to understand. It's not for them. What God has for you is for you. Sometimes God hides us in the secret of his tabernacle. Sometimes it seems as if David had to act a certain way so that he can get out of danger. But you know something? You're not going to be able to get out of danger until you act. You have to make the first step. And I challenge you to lift up your head, ye gates, and be ye lifted up, you everlasting doors, and let the King of Glory come in. Who is the King of Glory? The Lord High and Mighty. He is the King of Glory. You let God come in. And I tell you, he'll give you rest. He says, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. Summers, what do you have? You have any questions for Sophie?
Well, I already talked to her a lot. Mm-hmm. And I do know that wherever you at in life, you have to meet people where they at. But the bottom line is to not only you meet them where they at, but you take them higher than where they've been. And so I want her to stay encouraged. And, you know, and I'm so glad I heard your story, you know, from you, because it really is a blessing. And I want her to continue on to being a blessing to many people.
Will you continue to be a blessing, Sophie? Will you let your light shine? Will you not deny? Will you hold fast to that which is holy and true?
Yes. Yes. I enjoy it. I wouldn't change mine today for yesterday, for nothing or nobody in this world. I love this place. I do.
Well, tell the people, how can they reach you and how can they get a copy of your book and how can they follow you? I know that we're friends on Facebook, because I've changed from the Christ Zion, which is, and now I'm Ken Jones, and I'm also Bible Voices, which we're on that. So we just, how do you accept that?
Actually, they can add me as a friend on Facebook,
mm-hmm.
Sophia Long Smith. That is one of my page. Another one is Sophia Means Wisdom.
Yes, that's the one that well. You're, yeah, Sophia Means Wisdom is our friend on the yes. Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And how wisdom. Can they get a copy of the book?
I'm sorry, you can go on Amazon, Barnes & Noble.
What's the title?
Serenity Struggles.
Mm-hmm.
They can actually purchase it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble.
Okay, yes. All right. And Sparkles? How can they purchase your book or get your contact information for your organization? Because okay. you're a 501c3 too.
Correct.
As well, right?
I'm a nonprofit.
Okay.
And that's my nonprofit's about empowering other people to the, you know, toward greatness. And so you can reach me on our website, dksfaithoutreach.org, or our Facebook page, DKS Faith Outreach, or my other site is Forward Press, or you can reach on Instagram and Twitter.
Okay.
And to buy the books, go to Amazon or our website.
And the title of your book?
The workbook is Recipe for Transformation, and the bio, the memoir is What's Not Going to Tell, but I must.
Okay. I want to give a shout out to my supporters and those that who support me, Brother Austin Griswold, Mr. Leggett Jones, Miss Betty Williams, Charles Cook, Chris Matthew, Charles Wood, and many others. Figla Scavella, I want to thank you for supporting Christ Zion, Inc. We're not for profit. We believe in feeding the people spiritually and physically, ministering to every need for every person. We love everyone, whether you know God or you don't know God. And I'm just giving you the challenge, as I said it here before you. If you have not come to the knowledge of the truth in the Lord Jesus Christ, I'm asking you, in the name of Jesus, to give your life, because he gave the ultimate sacrifice. He came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. He says in Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things he'll add unto you. Give it to God. Take it to the Lord in prayer. He'll take and shield you. You'll find a solace there. Oh, what a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. Won't you do it? Take the challenge. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. We know that you're caught up in so many different things, like Martha was, cumbered with so many different things, seeking help. Oh, Lord, have Mary come and help me. Oh, Martha, Martha, Jesus said, I see that you're cumbered with so many different things, but Mary has chosen the good part, and it shall not be taken away from her. Won't you choose the good part today? Jesus is the good part. If you don't believe me, ask Lazarus. Once you get to heaven, you call Lazarus and say, Lazarus, was Jesus your perpetual and everlasting reward? And he'll say, yes, I know, as Job stated, my Redeemer lives, and my eyes shall behold him and not another. Yet when the skin worms eat my flesh, yet in my flesh I shall see God. Any last words, Sophie?
I just want to encourage people to, you know, keep God first. Keep God first and seek him, put him in your life. Keep him first in your life and trust him, because he is real. Jesus is real. And, you know, look to the heels which come your help. You know, God is the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end. And I just encourage people to just always keep God first.
Amen.
Yes, I just want to say that just try to help everybody. If you see somebody, a smile can change somebody's life. And just do some service work.
Amen. I want to thank Sophie and Sparkle, Sophie from Atlanta, and Sparkle mm-hmm. here in Jacksonville. Thank you. Bless my wife and her absence, and bless her. My friends and even my enemies. We love everybody.
Yes, Lord.
You bless those that curse you. This is Ken Jones, Principles for Daily Living. Remember, if you do that which is right, the Lord will bless you. All God, all day, all the time. Live holy. Thank you for your prayerful gifts of support. You can send your gifts to Christ Zion, Inc., P.O. Box 62256, Jacksonville, Florida, 32208. Again, that's P.O. Box 62256, Jacksonville, Florida, 32208. You can reach us by phone at 904-203-4497. That's 904-203-4497. You can also follow us on Facebook at Christ Zion. That's Christ, C-H-R-I-S-T-S, Zion, Christ Zion on Facebook. Thank you for listening to Truth is Holy. Ken Jones, Christ Zion, Principles for Daily Living, because he cares. If you do that which is right, the Lord will bless you. And remember, all God, all day, all the time, live holy. God bless.